We should have got champagne or something fun. I got a bunch of crap.
Yeah,
we
bought like this Jefferson wine that you said you were gonna have. We were gonna open when I had kids, and that was 2.5 years ago.
Like, you want me to open up my 2010 wine and drink it in the middle of the workday?
No. You're gonna buy champagne? I don't know.
I have that bottle of Dom Perignon over there. That's like Pete's. I'm not gonna open that either, though.
Wait, you have a bottle of Dom P? Where?
It's the Vaporeon's on top of it.
Oh my god!
It's under the Vaporeon.
You have an actual bottle of Dom?
Yes.
Did you look it up? Has it peaked?
This year it peaks. I have to drink it soon.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
When did you get a bottle of Dom?
I don't know. I didn't know until someone told me.
You know,
that's
what that is? Champagne.
Yeah. Well, we can't drink that. Our inventory is not that important.
It's a 10
year. I kept waiting for something important to happen to me, okay? Alright?
That's a sad commentary.
Well, at least we podcasted for a long time.
Break up the Dom!
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for August 24th, 2017.
Sip my celebratory Coke Zero.
Exactly 10 years since our first episode, exactly.
That's hard to fucking believe.
August 24th, 2007. Our whole show is just kind of a lot of going back through 10 years, a little bit of a focus on 2007. We're going to look at, kind of go through each year by looking at our Game of the Year picks for each year, which I kind of went through and compiled officially, finally.
Good job.
To keep track of that stuff, because it gets...
We really should do that.
Yeah, well, I took care of it this time.
Good job. About time you did something around here.
Yeah. So 2007. So our first episode, you know what we were talking about? Back
wasn't
in
the Bioshock demo, like, just
no,
released?
Bioshock came out August 21st. We are in the midst of playing Bioshock 1 when we did the first
thing. First time.
Yeah. Also, I was in the Call of Duty 4 beta.
Yes, I remember that because we were like astounded
yeah.
by this groundbreaking new
yeah,
game.
Yeah, we were talking about it's like, I was listening to it, it's hilarious because like, I'm raving about how like, when you level up, you like, earn abilities and it's like, crazy.
Wow, how far we've come.
Oh my god. One of our segments was on, what's the best shooter ever? We had this talk. Even though you had not beaten Bioshock yet, you said Bioshock. You are such an ad guy thing to do. No, I said Half-Life 2, and you know Half-Life 2 is the right answer.
Still, though, yeah. I wasn't too far off. You gotta give me that.
God. I was amused. We shat on Resistance for a while.
We were right on that one.
Good. Yeah. No, like, there's a lot of love for Resistance. Everyone's like, where's Resistance 4? They won't shut up about it. They're clamoring.
Too bad they announced that Resistance card game.
Did what?
No, I'm just a half-life joke.
Oh my god.
Although, I'll tell you what, that would not surprise me.
I was playing Final Fantasy IV. I was towards the end of that on mm-hmm. my Final Fantasy marathoning.
Mm-hmm.
And we were oddly amused by some Zelda clone for the TurboGrafx-16.
Newtopia! Which I've never played!
Yeah.
I really should.
We used to have like so many segments. So
we didn't know what to do. We were like trying to figure it out. We for years, we had this strange compulsion. It shot us to be an hour long.
Yeah.
Hour long. Oh, we're only 45 minutes. Make up some shit.
Yeah, like, oh,
we really freed ourselves once we were like, oh, we could, doesn't matter.
Especially once I was like, you know what, we don't have free time with you. Before, I was like, what are we going to do? Let's podcast for a couple hours. Who cares? I mean 2007.
It was all birth for me living in LA. We were like, well, we're talking for an hour on the phone anyway. Let's record it.
I mean, God, 2007, I was just 2 years out of high school back then. I was 20. 30 now. I was 20 when we started this show, man.
You couldn't even drink yet.
No, I, God. It's,
you didn't even want to.
So it was like a kid. A third of my life I've been doing this show now.
That's weird.
A third of
That's
my life.
That's weird.
A third of it.
Now you wish there was some rum in this Coke or something.
Yeah, right? Interesting. So, yeah. So some other interesting things. So on that day, August 2007, the number one movie was Superbad.
Okay.
Yeah, remember back then?
It's a movie.
Superbad. Does that feel old to you now? Does that feel like an old movie?
It does now.
Yeah. George W. Bush was the president.
Boy, I never thought I'd miss him.
Everything was all the news was Iraq. It was Iraq.
Iraq,
this, Iraq. This, Iraq, that. My number one single for the year was Beyonce's Irreplaceable. I do not know this song.
I don't know that song.
But I was very up on my pop music.
Right.
During that period of time. I was living in my parents' basement. It was interesting times. But yeah, let's talk about the video games of that year.
Okay.
Because we did our Game of the Years, and I ultimately went with Bioshock. No, you went with the Orange Box. And we had a debate about this, because, like...
Because is the Orange Box a game?
Yeah, because I did it. I just... Because I... On my top five, I had Portal on my top five, mm-hmm. and not the other two. And you kind of just clumped it all together and said Orange Box. But, you know, that's fine. Some of the other notable games in 2007, the first Crackdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. And we were kind of talking about how, you know, Crackdown was like, yeah, it's funny because we're talking about Crackdown again now, right?
Yeah, except it's delayed.
Yeah, but Crackdown 1. The Burning Crusade, the first World of Warcraft expansion.
Oh my god, that's quaint.
That makes you feel
that's
old.
That's quaint.
Huh? Yeah. Even more quaint that freaking World of Warcraft is 3 years older than our show.
That's insane.
Super Mario Galaxy 1. Assassin's Creed 1. There's like a lot of like things first, getting going.
2007 was a big year.
Mass Effect.
Oh man.
Halo 3. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on in 2007. So kind of funny going back to that.
Man, remember Team Fortress 2?
It was a big deal. It was a big deal for us. Well, we were caught, I mean...
Because that was like the game, like, they'll never release it.
For that second third of my life, like 10 to 20, like, Team Fortress Classic was such a big kind of deal mm-hmm. during that phase. Mm-hmm. And Team Fortress 2 was like, it was supposed to be coming out ever since, like, Team Fortress Classic came out. Like, they're always talking about Team Fortress 2.
Like, it had, like, the kind of realistic military art style.
It basically looked like Modern Warfare before Modern Warfare games classes. Were a thing. Yeah, yeah,
so weird. So
then,
weird.
Like, yeah, it got completely repackaged.
And that commander mode.
Right. Then we finally got it. It was, like, a very different kind of thing, but very cool. And now it's kind of leading the whole way with, like, it's kind of gotten surpassed. But it was an important game. 2008. This is the first year we agreed on our game of the year. It was Fallout 3, which is interesting because
pretty solid.
Well, it's interesting because I did not play a lot of Western RPGs.
That was your first one, really, right?
I guess it's weird because I guess I just didn't really play a lot of RPGs because the year before that is when I'm really getting into JRPGs. Yeah. And then this year I'm getting into Western RPGs finally. Because after this, I like pretty quickly went back and like. I played, like, the original Mass Effect, I played Knights of the Old Republic, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then, from this point forward, I pretty much play every major Western RPG release. But Fallout 3 it was really cool because, like, maybe New Vegas is slightly better, but Fallout 3 was, like, kind of just, like, this big thing at the time. Like, wow, look how big and open this is, and, you know, because we didn't have... It was kind of like Oblivion, but looked better than
yeah,
that.
Like, it's kind of a clumsy analogy, but it is like when you took the jump of like Super Metroid to Metroid Prime, like how are they gonna push this forward but keep the flavor? Well, and they really did that.
We've seen like shooters with RPG elements, but this was like the shooter that really felt like an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. Other big games. So this is something we kind of talked about in this episode, which I thought was because we mentioned how this felt like the year where digital games were really coming into their own. And it
they are.
You had, like, Braid. You had, like, Castle Crashers.
Oh, wow.
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, because that was,
not Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, 2008 was that really good summer of arcade year. It was, like, it was, like, Braid. It was Bionic Commando Rearmed. It was Geometry Wars 2.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That was a great summer. Yeah.
Braid is still one of my favorite games from that era, that time. Great game. I love Braid, and it really was kind of one of the first ones. Because, like, before then, like, these digital games were literally, like, arcade games, like Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, like, that's why it was called
that.
You're
Defender. Playing Pac-Man, Defender, like, games that were kind of like that, like Geometry Wars and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, and playing Braid, I was like, oh, man, this is just, like, one of the best games this year. It's crazy cool. In fact, like, even going back, if I was to do this year again, I guess that's something worth mentioning, is, like, do you stick by these picks? Like, do you put Orange Box over Bioshock still?
No.
No, you'd say Bioshock now?
I mean, well, I wouldn't say Orange Box, I'd say Portal.
Yeah.
It'd be close, but I'd go Bioshock.
And with this one, like, I'd have a hard time saying if picking between Fallout 3 and Braid anymore, actually. I think I might
pick keep Fallout 3. I loved that
actually,
game.
Here's the one I might pick now is Mirror's Edge. I love Mirror's Edge 1. That game has...
Not over Fallout 3.
That game has aged better for me, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'll replay it every few years, and I love it. I love Mirror's Edge. Other kind of big games that year, Grand Theft Auto 4. There's a game as
big as it was.
Well, it's weird because 5 has this ridiculous staying power,
mm-hmm.
and 4 kind of feels like it doesn't. Like, people will talk...
No one talks about 4.
People will talk fondly about, like, Vice City or San Andreas. You don't really hear... Like, if people talk about 4, it's to make jokes about going bowling.
Yeah. Right? Your cousin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, Metal Gear Solid 4. Big deal time. Very,
A weird game.
What a weird game,
like,
indeed.
I would never play that again.
I want to someday. It was so... I don't think I would. I mean, it's so much... It's so much story.
Yeah, it's too much story.
It's incredibly weird. If there was a bounce between a Metal Gear Solid 4 and Metal Gear Solid 5, you'd have like one of the best games ever. And maybe that game happened, and it was Metal Gear Solid 3, and it
was right. It was. So they did that already. They did that first.
Yeah. Dead Space 1. So this was like that year EA was like Dead Space, Mirror's Edge were launching new things.
Yeah, they're very gung ho. Well, it was good and bad. It was like new IP, but it's like new IP with comic books and animes and graphic novels.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it pushed these pretty hard, almost like.
It was too much.
They were disappointed. But Dead Space was a really cool game.
Oh, yeah.
I think it kind of set the stage for what a lot of these kind of modern sci-fi games would look like.
Mm-hmm. That gritty.
Yeah, they're basically borrowing a lot from Alien. The way it handled its HUDs was really cool. And you see that stuff.
Yeah, that was
now.
Cool. Like there was no HUD. It was all in-game stuff.
So 2009, this was the year I was most enthusiastic about my game of the year pick was Uncharted 2 Among Thieves.
Yeah, no duh.
Yeah.
We agreed on that one, right?
Oh, yeah. You were also... No, it was funny because I was listening to it, and at first you were pretending it wasn't Uncharted 2, and I was like, real, like, distraught.
What did I even pretend it was?
It was something stupid. And then you're like, no, it's Uncharted 2. I was like, oh, thank God. And then I just start, raving about it. Man, I just replayed it again last year on PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's some things that had to age, like, just right. Literally. But it's still just such a fun game. It's still such a good-looking game. That train level still blows me away.
Astounding, yeah.
I still don't get, like, how good that was, especially for 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, the things that game was doing just cinematically and animation-wise and just... The set pieces. It's such a fun game. Oh my god. That's one. Probably still my favorite one of that series, even though 4 was really, really good.
Yeah.
I love 2. I can play through it a lot.
Yeah, play the new one. I got it downloaded. Gonna hit that this weekend.
Some of the other big games that year. Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh, right? I love the Arkham games.
Yeah. This is one of those games that kind of like, it's not its fault, but like, it has this legacy of like, for a bit, every game that was kind of like this felt like Batman for a bit. Like, every game had that combat
system.
Yeah,
with
push Y to counter.
I'll tell you what, I still think, of all the Arkham games, the first one's still the best one.
I like how the first one has a bit more of that Metroidvania feel that the other ones don't. Mm-hmm. I think I like City the most still, because I really liked the open world stuff, like finding all the Riddler trophies.
Like, it was cool, don't get me wrong.
The one had Riddler trophies.
Arkham Asylum is one of the games I've 100%ed.
That's funny, because City is one of the games I've 100%ed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, there we go. They're both fantastic.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Arkham Knight, but it doesn't have quite the same sticking power for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think it was just because it's the third one.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of knew. Assassin's Creed 2, that's when this series really came to
that game. That game's great.
Yeah. That was... It's funny, because, like, Assassin's Creed 2 is, like, the Call of Duty 4 of that series, where it's like, oh, this is, like, really cool and exciting, and there's going to be 50 more, and we're going to get sick of it, but
right now, this is amazing.
Yeah, and Flower was kind of an interesting one, huh?
That was a fun indie game.
Yeah, getting those guys all prepped up. All right, so then we got 2010. This was Red Dead Redemption for me, another pretty easy one for me. You have a weird relationship with Red Dead Redemption.
I do. That game tried to make me not like it.
But you just never beat it. I can't believe it. But you picked Mass Effect 2, which is incredible.
Yeah, that game's incredible.
Yeah, so, and I don't think either of us are going to need to fix our picks on that one.
No.
But there was one game that might compete, and that's Super Mario Galaxy 2, which...
Oh, that's up there.
That's
pretty damn good.
I love that one. Fallout New Vegas, which was It was Fallout 3, but maybe even a little better. You never played New Vegas very much either.
Well, part of the problem is I played so much Fallout 3.
And it is pretty similar.
I was burnt out on the gameplay loop. So, it's like, it was almost like you're still playing Fallout 3, but you started over. Like, I had all this gear and shit, and it's like, nope, start again. Like, eh. I don't
know. Heavy Rain I put as a quote-unquote big game. I hate Heavy Rain. I hate it, but there's StarCraft 2. Can you believe that game is that old?
Yeah, it's weird.
StarCraft 2, but I'll stick with Red Dead Redemption. It's hard, but, finally getting a sequel to that one. So that'll be an 8-year wait between... it doesn't feel like it would be 8 years, but it's 8 years between Red Dead Redemption. Man, that's a lot to live up to. 2011 is probably my iffiest pick, I would say. I said Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
What I said?
Skyrim.
Yeah.
My Sky games!
Yeah.
This is like the most quintessential pick, yeah. People kind of crap on Skyward Sword now. I still stand by it.
It's a great game. I love Skyward Sword, and I will not hear it cross. It stumbled a bit in the final act, I'll give it that.
But I thought its dungeons were really cool and clever. Mm-hmm.
The motion controls worked.
They actually worked. It did start some of the RPG mechanics that we...
Yeah, even like that opening cutscene, I really liked it. It felt very Miyazaki-esque to me.
All those Zelda games kind of get criticized for their slow openings, and they have them. But I liked this one. So it was kind of neat. Flying around was cool.
Yeah, I liked that game a lot.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. You could upgrade your items and stuff. You collected, there were some seeds there. But yeah, you had Skyrim, which I like Skyrim. I don't know. I don't like it quite as much as you. I like Skyrim.
It's in my top three, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
It's too good. I can't wait for the Switch version. Isn't that stupid? That'll be the fourth time I buy Skyrim. Yeah. And then when they do Skyrim VR, that'll be the fifth time.
Like, I got my free upgrade to the enhanced edition last year on PC, and I was like starting. I was like, I can't do this again.
So good.
I'm done. And I played a ton of it. I really like it.
The idea of just having it portable is just way too good.
I'm just really ready for Elder Scrolls 6 is my thing.
Oh, sure. 2 years from now, I think we get that.
I mean, we're just talking about how, Red Dead Redemption, that's a long wait. I mean, this is going on...
6 years now.
Heck of a time. Alright, so other games that year, 2011.
That was a good year, too.
Yeah, Batman Arkham City.
Uh-huh.
Portal 2. There's one. The last real Valve game.
Seriously. Jeez.
It's like, Valve's great. Man.
Someday we're going to finish that co-op campaign. We got halfway through it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We just restart at this point. But
yeah.
Portal 2 was always... That was such a super fun game. It was just real slick. And that's like the idea... That's like kind of like just one of those sequels. Like, let's just take this first game and really do it up. Kind of like a Warcraft 2 or a Mega Man 2, just one of those. Just
Mega Man 2 is a good analogy. Fighter 2. I like that.
Yeah, it was just like, it's just better. It's like the first game, but better in every way.
Right, and longer and bigger and better and more Steven Merchant, like all the other games.
Yeah, exactly. Uncharted 3, which is which good, the further I get away from it, it's like, yeah, it's not Uncharted 2. But
it's the kind of way that I feel about Arkham Knight in a lot of ways. Yeah. It's good, there's nothing wrong with it.
Sure. Dark Souls, man.
You know, I've never played any of these games.
I played Demon Souls a bit.
I have Dark Souls on PC. I never played it.
I never played much of the Dark Souls. I played a little bit.
You played Bloodborne.
I played Bloodborne. I liked it, but I liked it, but I don't go crazy for these games like some people do.
I've never felt like I'd have the patience for it.
It's not the patience to me. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't grip me as much as they do. It's not too hard for me, obviously.
Here's why I'd be bad at those games. You know the thing when you're fighting a boss, and one more hit and he's dead, and you know you could just wait for another cycle and just wait a minute and kill him, but you're like, no, I can just get that hit in now, and then you die. Man. That will be me the entire time playing Dark Souls, and I'll just be angry.
And Bastion. I haven't played their new game yet.
No, it's like a weird fantasy sports
game. Everyone seems to like it, but I played it.
Pyre, right?
I wasn't too high on Transistor. It's kind of my issue there.
Bastion was cool, though.
This year's your iffiest pick, I think. But,
oh, boy.
2012. But I said Gravity Rush, which I don't know much other Gravity Rush. Gravity Rush 2 was this year. That feels like it was so long ago already.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but I love Gravity Rush. Probably the only person who ever picked a Vita game for their game of the year.
That's true. What did I pick?
You were Mass Effect 3.
Well, what else came out that year?
Well, Diablo 3, Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2 is better than Mass Effect 3.
I don't know.
The Telltale's The Walking Dead, which was your number 2 pick.
Oh, that might really should have been my pick. That game was incredible.
Far Cry 3, which, there's been so many of those games now. But Journey.
Yeah, Journey was cool.
Journey was really cool. And Dishonored. Dishonored's so weird because I liked Dishonored a lot. And that sequel came out last year.
Couldn't care less.
Could not have cared less. I don't know why. Just like, whatever. So, I don't know. That's fine. Nothing would replace Gravity Rush there for me, but... This was kind of like... So, like this year and kind of the next couple years is like this weird time where... the new systems are out and they're kind of finding their footing. So 2013, we both had 3DS games as our game of the year, and we have different ones.
Oh.
Like, this was really, like, a 3DS's time to shine when, like...
It was, like, that end of a console cycle. Right.
But, like, a 3DS is
happened prime. Here, yeah.
Yeah. And we, like, a lot of real... Like, some of the popular games as service things had gone started. Like, you're probably Dota 2 at this point. You had League of Legends for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have, like, Hearthstone or Overwatch yet or things like that. So, yeah, 2013, I had Fire Emblem Awakening.
Okay.
You had The Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds.
Oh.
Which are both, like, those are the two best games for that system.
Yeah.
You
still think Fire Emblem Awakening's better than Link Between Worlds?
Yes, I love Fire Emblem
Awakening. I do too, but Link Between Worlds, Link Between Worlds was
incredible. That's like a game I have an itch to, like, play again. It was super fun.
That game was phenomenal.
But Fire Emblem Awakening is still my favorite, like, tactical RPG.
It's my favorite of the Fire Emblem games.
It was my favorite tactical RPG, probably. Mm-hmm. Just, I just absolutely loved that the whole, like, marriage, like, the kids thing. In fact, it was so good that, like, I almost resented the Fates when it just, like, completely took it and used the same thing, even though it didn't make sense in that game, really. Like, it's a good idea. He's like, not so much. It had just a really likable character. It was really exciting finale. That was just a fun game. It was cool because I'd always liked Fire Emblem up to that point, but it was just, like, something, like, it never quite made that bridge to, like, this is, like, real great.
Yeah, that would definitely click for a lot of people, right. I think. It catapulted that series into being one of the top Nintendo franchises.
Right, which is...
It was always, like, a B-tier thing. Like an Ice Climbers, maybe. And it's now at the top.
Exactly. It's crazy. I mean, God, we're getting the Fire Emblem...
game.
Dragon Warriors game, or not Dragon Warriors, Dynasty Warriors game.
Masu, that's what you call
it. Yeah, really? Why do you call it that?
I think that's the name of the guy who designs them.
Yeah, okay. And then we have, like, the next proper one for the Switch and all that stuff. They just released, like, another one for the 3DS this year with a remake thing. Link Between Worlds was incredible, though.
Oh,
one of my favorite uses of the 3D was just, like, the way, like, the top-down kind of worked with that.
Also, the boss fights in that game were
phenomenally
good.
The final boss fight, that's one of my favorite final Legend of Zelda boss fights. My second favorite after Wind Waker. Like,
probably true.
I love that. Yeah,
boss with the shield, that was too good.
It was so cool because it was like, it kind of looked like Link to the Past, but like, it was modern, but just like had that look to it, but it looked new still.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just like, that's the gimmick. Like, it still had this whole like going into the wall thing. It was one of the... A lot of things that we really like about Breath of the Wild started here.
Mm-hmm. Non-linear.
Even just some things that I maybe wish Breath of the Wild would do. Like, remember how, like, your arrows were just, like, in the same magic source as, like, a lot of other things? So you didn't pick up arrows or bombs.
You just had magic.
And that was really neat. But, yeah, the non-linearity and stuff like that. That's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what a year for the 3DS that was. What else was going on for other people? We have Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
Pretty good game.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5. Tell you what, man. It was like number 3 best-selling game last month or something.
That's insane.
I don't get it, but there it is.
That's insane.
The Last of Us, there's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Last of Us, I'd imagine that was probably my number 2. I can't remember now. Here's a game that I kind of like less and less the further we get away from it. Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, me too. I feel the same way.
I really like that.
The beginning is so strong.
That's the problem. Yeah, the beginning is super strong.
It's never as good as that.
Right. The beginning is super strong and very Bioshock. And then like, when it begins to turn away from the kind of like Bioshock to like this infinite parallel universe thing, it's like, what's the point of this?
And what also diminishes it over time is like, it seemed like it was going to go somewhere in like further sequels, but we know that's not happening.
I think that they just were very, it's like they're trying way too hard to make a twist because Bioshock 1 was very well known for its twist, and it was a very good twist, and they kind of fell into a pitfall there with that. It's not like a bad game. It's still a good game.
Plays well.
And it looked really good at the time, but like the further we get away from it, I'm like, I don't know. So 2014, you are Titanfall.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Super Smash Bros. 4 Wii U. So, I like Smash Bros.
Understandable.
A lot. This was not that great a year.
No, it was, but boy, we played the shit out of the original Titanfall. We played that more than... The only game we played more than that is Overwatch, I think.
Yeah, it's funny, because that one didn't have a single-player campaign, but I actually liked its multiplayer more than Titanfall 2.
There was... Titanfall 2 doesn't have the dynamic between human and Titan right to me.
Yeah.
I never feel... Because part of it's twofold. Every Titan just has the electric smoke, which makes them impossible to approach as a pilot. And the fact that you're just pulling out that battery now, you can't take down a Titan.
I guess I get why. It's like, well, a pilot shouldn't be able to one-shot a Titan or something.
No, but like what it meant was then, if you are a Titan, you had to stick around with teammates to cover your back.
Yeah.
For when you were attacked by another, you know, punch this guy off my back or shoot him off my back. And because we were playing together, we could do that.
It's like, because I ultimately probably call Titanfall 2 the better game just because I like its campaign so much.
Oh, the campaign's fantastic,
but
yeah.
But something about Titanfall 1's multiplayer was a lot more fun.
Yeah, it was super great.
And Smash Bros., yeah, it's just fantastic. I wish they'd just break that game. Well, you'd think it'd be easy not to screw up, but with Brawl, they did. So for this one was like the first Smash Brothers. Like, we were at that, like, before this came out, we were just playing Melee again.
Right.
This is like, Brawl kind of sucks. You know, once the Wii U version was out, we played that.
Yeah.
Great. So I got a game, South Park Stick of Truth, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that kind of sequel. Destiny. See, so we had a lot of these, like, kind of, like, things that were touted, like, we were told they were going to be big deals a lot.
Yeah.
Like, Destiny, Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs?
Your relationship with Watch Dogs endlessly amuses me. Because you were, like, so on board that hype train.
Everyone was.
But, like, you were AJ about it. And like, everyone else is like, oh, Watch Dogs not that good. You were like, very un-AJ, like, you hate Watch Dogs. And you like, just drill into it.
I hate that
And you like,
game.
Poke at its wounds, and you're like, aha, does that hurt? Good.
That's right, because it's terrible. It's terrible.
So here's, in retrospect, the game I might actually make my game of the year, though, for that year. But it's kind of hard the way it is. It's Hearthstone.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
2014 Hearthstone came out. Back when we were playing our Chillwind Yetis and our River Crocolis.
Simpler time.
4 mana, 4/5, that's pretty good.
Right? There have been people who call for it. I think it'd be kind of cool to have like a mode in addition to like Standard and Wild called Classic, where it's just the classic cards.
I think it'd be cool.
It'd be neat.
I think it'd be a little neat. I remember it's like, was Nostradamus the first one? It's like, mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I was watching all those trailers. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Hearthstone, it's just.
I mean,
what a
every
good
game.
Game. I mean, again, everyone has a card game now.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Blizzard hit something with that. Because before that, we had that really bad version of Magic the Gathering Online that was, like, real cumbersome, didn't play well. Because I think they were so afraid of cannibalizing physical card
right,
sales.
Right, which was
still a big... Yeah, it still is a big thing for Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah. So, other games. Shadow of Mordor. Okay, that's
cool.
That's
a great game.
Really cool.
That's a great game.
But Dragon Age Inquisition, which... Another game, like, I played it, I liked it. Like, the further I get away from it, the more I'm like, eh.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there was, on the DLC podcast, they had, two people who worked at Volition... That Agents of Mayhem just came out, so they were on the show. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, like, a game that, like, you didn't finish, even though you liked it. And she had the exact same reason for not finishing Shadow of Mordor that I did, which made me feel validated. Because I was, like, 100%ing everything I could possibly do. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like, here's another continent! And I was like, ugh, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. Why didn't you tell me that sooner?
So for a while now, we had different picks every year.
Okay.
We hadn't had the same one since 2009 with Uncharted 2. 2015, though, we agreed again, Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh, my God. This is one of my favorite games of all time.
I know.
Can't
it's so
wait
good.
For the sequel.
It's still so much. I'll still just, like, catch, like, gameplay videos here and there sometimes, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that game. So good. It's just
right?
So beautiful.
The music,
music
the
yeah.
Look of it. There was a great video I saw on YouTube that analyze why the escape from the,
I saw
the
that
tree
one too.
Is like so like why it works so yeah. Well I was like, oh, it's so good.
At the end of that video, the guy was like criticizing some things. I'm like, they were dumb. I was like, these criticisms were dumb. Everyone in the comments like, yeah, your criticisms are dumb.
Yeah,
it's just great. But yeah, that was an easy choice that year. I mean, you had Splatoon 1, which was really which was real cool. Super Mario Maker, which
surprised that hasn't been, like, teased for the Switch yet.
Yeah, and, Rise of the Tomb Raider was kind of a surprise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid 5, very fun game, but flawed game.
Mm-hmm.
The Witcher 3, I think, would be the runner-up this year. I'm surprised you never really got into that. It's so good.
I don't know what it is. I just need to...
I mean, I guess you had your twins in 2015.
That is true. That did detract from a lot of my... And that came out right after they were born. Yeah. That's my excuse. We'll go with that.
And Rocket League.
Oh, Rocket League 3. I can't wait for the Switch version of that to come out.
The 2016, but this was probably my hardest year, but this we both picked Overwatch. I checked. You forgot.
Because it was so hard. It was that Uncharted 4. Overwatch. It's like, oh my god, what do you do? I think Overwatch was the right choice.
I think so.
Well, I'm glad it did that.
And I still play it almost every day, so obviously.
Yeah, obviously there. That game's stuck in there.
There's something there for me, but yeah. Yeah, Uncharted 4, Doom, which was a big surprise.
Right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Out of nowhere.
Who would have thought?
Final Fantasy 15.
Great game.
Yeah, and Titanfall 2.
Great single player campaign.
Yeah. So now we're at 2017. Our year's not done yet. Kind of like so far, you know, we had Breath of the Wild be incredible. Yeah,
Horizons.
In 10 years amazing. From now, we're gonna talk about the big games this year. You're gonna talk about Breath of the Wild, Persona 5, Horizon, Nier, Automata, and then we still have some stuff coming.
We have a new Mario game.
Basically, I'm waiting for that to see. Like, yeah. You know, where my game of the year is gonna shake up, but. Pretty happy with it so far. So, yeah, there we are, going through time. Fun stuff, huh?
Yeah. That's hard to believe. In the time we've done this show, smartphones became a thing.
Yeah.
We had two console generations go kind of like that we've been in.
Three for Nintendo.
Yeah, that's funny. That's real funny. We've outlasted a Nintendo console cycle.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, I just associate the start of the show with BioShock so much.
Right, right.
And that game is such like a classic now. It's not like it's not even just like an old game. It's like a classic. You know, you can make the Criterion release of it.
Right.
That's how old we are now.
Yeah.
That's some fun stuff. So cheers to the first 10 years.
Yeah, and we should give a shout out because there's been a lot of people who've been on this show.
Yeah.
We were on like three different podcast networks at different times.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And. Thank you to all those people.
Yeah, anybody who's ever listened or helped us or joined us, thank you very much. We don't really do the guests anymore.
No, we have a weird schedule.
And we just, yeah. But hey, we always appreciate all that. Man, yeah, back in the Squadron of Shame days, yeah. And it was a
still my podcast. Favorite episode of this show. Still is the one we weren't on.
Which one was? Oh, right.
We were in Florida.
That's right. They did one.
That was so strange to listen to because that was. Am I going to remember this right now? It was Jeff, Chris Whittington, Mark. And Pete, right?
I think so.
Oh, that was a weird episode.
That was a time ago. All right, so some other things you wanted to talk about here.
Okay, so to celebrate 10 years, and because...
Oh.
You want me to do this now or at the end?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
cool. Is this your thing?
Yes,
this is my thing. Yeah, okay.
No, don't worry, I'll be fine. Okay, so we've been recording this during our lunch breaks on either Thursday or Friday, schedule permitting. I start a new job next week, and it's not out of town, but it's 20 minutes away, so lunch break recording will no longer be a thing. So we've had to kind of figure out how we're going to handle the schedule and record and everything. So many of you may have heard of the platform called Anchor, which is like it's like a podcasting app that a lot of people use for like daily content and stuff. And they've just opened up the ability to import your existing podcasts into it. So we're going to take a couple weeks off while we work on this transition and I get settled in at my new job and everything. So you know, don't worry, we didn't go anywhere. and we're going to relaunch the show on Anchor. So if you are a current subscriber, nothing's really going to change. You'll keep your same feeds, subscriptions. You're still going to get like the weekly half-hour show at the end of the week. Like that's all going to be the same. But then throughout the week, we can now do like kind of mini episodes, updates, hot takes. Anchor will let us actually curate.
Another one wants like, more hot like, takes.
Huh?
Another one wants more hot takes.
Hot takes are the best takes. Yeah. We could share like some cool gaming music off Spotify and Apple Music on the show. We can take call-ins so we can get some additional voices on the show, which I'm actually really excited about. Hopefully people will be into that. And it'll be another place you could download the show, too, in addition to, you know, Apple Music and, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all that stuff. It'll be on Anchor as well, like, through their app. So it'll be super rad. So, like I said, couple weeks right now, I'm actually working with their support. Apparently our show is too big, and it's having trouble importing everything, which is amusing to me.
I mean, there can't be too many other shows that are bigger than ours, I guess.
No, I think the only things longer than us are, like, Major Nelson, and there's like two other gaming podcasts. Like, I think Gamers with Jobs has been around longer. Yeah. And like,
just our hero was One Up Yours. That's been gone forever.
Right? And that's funny to think.
But yeah, One Up was a thing when we were doing this.
Oh my.
Now I'm a gaming journalist.
What do you know? Isn't that weird? We started this, you were like, I like video games, and now you're in the industry.
I know, right? Going
eat. You are a stuff, professional.
And you're still just a slob.
I have a wife and two kids. Jesus.
So, things have changed.
Yes.
Alright, so is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Okay, I gotta talk about this Hearthstone video.
Oh, the animation.
So Gamescom's going on. Blizzard has like a big presence at GameCon every year. They had a new Overwatch short, the May one, Rise and Shine, which was really, really, really awesome.
Really cool. Probably their longest one too. Like, yeah, it's like a it was like, pretty long short.
Yeah, they talked about 7.3 for World of Warcraft, the whole Argus invasion thing. But then so Hearthstone, they just kind of, almost like apropos of nothing, because it's not like to coincide with the launch of anything, but they're doing. They did this 6-minute long animated short with this song, and they introduced like all these new original characters, or like just gave names to some characters that have been in Hearthstone stuff, and these are like the core characters now. So they're gonna tell stories with these guys through like comics and animated shorts and things like that. They really seem to want to give Hearthstone like its own lore and, right, and character set and everything. It's still part of Warcraft.
This is always kind of weird to me. Some of that Hearthstone, it's like, because like sometimes it's like very Warcrafty, and then other times it seems to want to distance itself from the Warcraftiness,
like the gadgets and stuff and things like that.
Right, or then, but like this expansion is like the freaking Lich King's Mansion. It's very Warcrafty.
Right, right.
But then, like, yeah, then yeah, then you have this video. It's weird because it's like there's the Warcraft people are there, but they look very different and stuff.
This sounds stupid to say. I want this game, and I don't mean Hearthstone. Yeah. We have Hearthstone. But like everyone's saying this, like, would it be great if they, like, if 5 years from now they did like a version of Hearthstone, like, in VR, but it doesn't have to be, where, like, you play the card and you see these 3D characters pop up and they actually fight.
So, yeah, they have this CG video. And it's interesting because Blizzard's so known for these CG videos, they never made one for Hearthstone. I think, like, at first it was because, well, Hearthstone's, like, this digital game thing, but now it's, like, one of their big games.
Right.
So it's weird that, like, years later we get it, right? And it's not even for, like, these things are always usually dubbed for a new game or some sort of new content. New
expansion, yeah.
This is just like, hey, here's the Hearthstone thing.
Just celebrating Hearthstone with this amazing catchy song that I might have listened to 30 times.
It's good to have a song back after
the last such a good song. I love the song. And like, when you watch this video, as a fan of Hearthstone, there's just so many cool things in the video. I love, like there's like the possessed villager who like starts dancing with a girl and he like spins her away and he like strikes the pose he has in the card with like his arms up.
That's
funny. Oh, it's so good.
Jim
Cummings is in it.
Yeah, he certainly is. I still think the Karazhan song's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the catchiest.
Yeah,
I was listening to this, and I was just, like, smiling ear to ear, like, the whole time. Like, this is just so good. I like Hearthstone.
Yeah, I like Hearthstone, too.
It's just, it's funny, because, like, I said this before, like, there's all these, like, Me Too card games now. Not to mean, like, they're bad. Like, Gwent and Elder Scrolls Legend, I play them all. They're fun. But it's much the same reason, like, I never played other MMOs in the mid-2000s. Like, I'd rather just be playing World of Warcraft. Right, it's like, yeah. I got 300 bucks invested in Hearthstone. I'm going to play that.
Yeah, not going to get into Artifacts, the Dota 2 card
game. Oh my god. What a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
2007, we were talking about Portal. Now we're talking about Artifacts, the Dota card game.
Based off the Warcraft 3 mod.
Alright. Alright then, is that going to do it?
Anything else you played that you can talk about?
I forget if I can talk about it or not. So
no, we'll talk about it. Well, I was going to say next week. We're not going to be here next week.
What's next week? Why aren't we here next week?
Remember the whole, I just said it's going to take me a couple weeks and we're going to take some time off while I settle at my new job.
Oh.
Were you not listening to me?
I wasn't.
I didn't think so.
But you were repeating things you had already told me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you weren't listening the first time either, is what you're saying.
I guess I missed that part. We deserve vacation.
That's right.
You watch something crazy is going to happen next week.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if I got the anchor thing up and running, we could do a hot take.
You know what amuses me is how we still have, like, the same intro and outro song.
Yeah, I gotta figure out how to get those in the anchor.
Which were such arbitrary decisions.
Yeah, little did we know.
Just like,
That the Kingdom Hearts 2 song that you're probably hearing right now.
Oh, that's the Kingdom Hearts 1 song.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that's right. Two out. Yeah,
two was out. 2 was a year old at this point. A PlayStation 2 game was a year old. Jesus. So yeah, yeah, that and the Epcot entrance melody. So all
that's
right.
Really funny.
Well, thanks for listening to the Explain Barrel podcast for the last 10 years.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I remember 5 years ago. Like, oh,
I remember we had 100 episodes. It's like, oh my god.
Right. Or I guess our next milestone will be 500 episodes.
So yeah, that'll be coming up at some point.
So not too long, really. I don't know. It feels like once that happens, that's kind of it for the biggest milestones, huh? Like, unless you get to like 25 or 20 or like years,
1,000 episodes, yeah, or something. Yeah,
yeah. So, but this is about as big a milestone as you can get in the podcasting world. So it's pretty cool. I feel like
we'll take it.
We'll take it. All right. So thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel podcast, everybody. You can find more of us and all of our old shows, including the first one. You might want to listen to that.
Yeah, kind of funny. I think you have to go to the website for it. It doesn't even like show up in the RSS for some reason.
Yeah, it's at ebpodcast.com. Yeah, but you can still find a bunch of
confused children like, what's this microphone for? Yeah.
There's that first episode, man. August 24, 2007. You can also find us on Apple Podcast and Google Play,
and eventually anchor.fm/EBP.
Apparently,
because I sat in that URL already.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time, right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye bye.